Да. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن اقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. Alhamdulillah, we are on our fifth or so lesson as relates to the explanation of the tazkir of Ibn Mulaqqin fi Ulum al-Hadith, pertaining to the istilahat, terminologies, issues, masail related to Mustalah Hadith, which is a notch more advanced than what we've done last year in Bayquniya. Before we continue with Al-Mu'dal, because I believe last week we finished Al-Mursal, sah? What's a Mursal, ikhwa? How many categories are Mursal? What's the two categories of Mursal? Waleed?
Is it the two,
Jali and Khafi? Jali and Khafi, naam. Is the clear Mursal, and that is when? Who's missing in the chain? Who's narrating on the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? A tabi is narrating on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a clear cut irsal. So there's somebody missing, and we don't know if it's who? A tabi, another tabi, or a sahabi? If it's a sahaba, do we have a problem? No, because the sahaba are who? Udu, they're trustworthy. So them not being mentioned is not a problem. But the problem is that we don't know who is missing in that chain between the tabi'i, who's from the second generation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we mentioned that there could be in one narration how many tabi'i?
Six.
So it's potentially six weak narrators possibly are missing. So therefore we stop and we wait, and if there is other narrations that support it, it can raise it to hadith hasan li ghayrihi. Naam. And also we mentioned that I gave you some research to do regarding a tabi'i who narrated from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his irsal is accepted. Apart from three of you, you know who you are. Who can tell me who it is?
If a sahabi narrates a narration that is established that he didn't hear it from في مصحف هادي from a tabi'i, which is thiqa, or another sahabi, or a tabi'i, which is da'if, but it's not likely.
Okay, so that's another issue. Okay, so let's just simplify. The two issues are, the first issue is, is there anyone from the tabi'in that we accept their narrations from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That was a homework, right? Mm. Yes or no?
Yes.
Did anyone find out? I want name.
Tanuchi.
Tanuchi. Ahsant. At-Tanuchi. And who's At-Tanuchi? Rahimullah. He was the messenger of Hiraql. And he met the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he was not a Muslim. So after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he embraced Islam, but he still narrated the narration that he heard before he was Muslim. So therefore, it's Tabi'i narrating of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it's mentioned in many books of Mustalah, Nafatul Mughith, and Tadrib al-Rawi, and other than them, to show examples of a Tabi'i. And that's an exception, and that is an exception. Now, the second issue that the brother mentioned is a Sahabi. You have a Sahabi who, for example, لِصِغَرِ سِنِّهِ, your companion who, due to his young age, Nu'man ibn Bashir, Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhuma, who were young when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive, alayhi salatu wasalam. If they narrate a narration where it is clear that they were not alive when that occurred, it is called Mursal, Sahihullah. Yes or no? Because they no doubt heard it from someone else because they weren't there. Is that Irsal accepted? It's not a consensus. It's not a consensus amongst Ahlul Ilm. Some say no, we need to find out who it is. Because some of the Sahabi, they say, narrated from the Tabi'i, which is true. But the Qawl al-Fas, the correct statement is by Hafid ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, rahimahullah ta'ala, in which he mentions a Nukat, where he mentions and he says that he has looked through the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tatabatu. Look through the narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and have found that it is very rare that the Sahabi narrated from the Tabi'i. Very rare. Very rare. And that which is predominant is that a younger Sahabi companion will narrate from an elder companion. So therefore, the correct opinion that is that the irsal of the Sahabi is accepted. As for the Israeliyat, this is another issue. Israeliyat, yani, taken from the people of the book, the scholars of the people of the book, and their qisas and their stories and so forth. This is another issue. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a hadith from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Sahabi who is young, for example, narrating on other than him. And the majority of the time, it is a Sahaba that are narrated upon. Jameel. Okay, Mursal al-Khafi, Waleed, what's that? The discreet Irsal.
It's when the narrator narrates from someone who he lived in the same time as him, but he didn't hear from him.
Nah, it's a narrator who, for example, they lived in the same generation. This is Mursal al-Khafi. The first one is a Tabi'i. Narrating on who? The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is zahir. This is jelly. This is clear. The other one is that one which is a bit more obscure. It's a bit more delicate. And that is that al-Rawi tabi'i narrated, not even, or ta'atba tabi'i, narrated or upon an individual who they lived in the same period of time, but they never met them. So it's discreet. There's a discreet missing link. Because in the apparent, it seems as if it is muttasil, that is connected, but in reality, there is a disconnection, and that is the fact that they never met, even though they lived in the same period of time. Okay, wadih ya mashaykh? Inshallah, during the test, this tafaseel, these details will be asked, inshallah.
So in that case, would a Muslim consider it to be sahih, or consider it to be as a strong?
No, it's established that they never met. the Musa al-Khafi is that through the ulama of Ilal and the scholars who look into those intricate situations in the Isnad, they've established that they never met and they narrated. So it's called Musa al-Khafi. Naam?
Is that anywhere in the chain? Or just between
anywhere.
The
That's anywhere. Irsal can be anywhere. The Irsal al-Zahir umuman is from the Tabi'i. Sorry, the Irsal al-Jali is the Tabi'i narrating and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Irsal al-Khafi, this is A'am. This is more general. Tayyib. Ibn Balaki, rahimahullah ta'ala, now we begin today's lesson. He says, وَالْمُؤْضَلُ وَهُوَ مَا سَقَطَ مِنْ إِسْنَادِهِ مِنْ إِسْنَادِهِ إِثْنَانِ فَأَكْثَرُ وَيُسَمَّ مُنْقَطِعًا أَيْضًا فَكُلُّ مُعْضَلٍ مُنْقَطِعٌ وَلَا عَكْسُ فَكُلُّ مُعْضَلٍ مُنْقَطِعٌ وَلَا عَكْسُ He says, rahimahullah, that al-mu'dal, this is the next affair of the ilm of science of hadith that we're going to deal with, and that is al-mu'dal. We've done this last year, so this isn't new. So some of what we're going to discuss today, all of us, is something that you have studied before. We've all discussed this previously. Now, he says, rahimullah, al-mu'dal is that which there is a missing individual in the chain. Two missing individuals or more in the chain. There are two missing individuals or more in the chain, and it is occasionally called munqati, disconnected. So every mu'dal is disconnected, but not everything that's disconnected is mu'dal. Don't worry, we'll explain that inshallah. So every mu'dal is disconnected, but not every disconnected is mu'dal. Meaning that the relation between them is khusus al-umum. The relation between them is a general relationship and specific as well. We will deal with this point in point form bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Point number one. And that is the definition of mu'dal. And that is, not only are we going to define al-mu'dal based on the kalam of Ahlul Ilm, we're also going to add to that what the scholars have added to the actual definition that Ibn Mulaqim mentioned, because there's something missing. The definition that the ulama they mention is huwa yani mu'dal ma saqata min isnadihi ithnani fa aktharu ala at-tawali, and that is that which is missing, two narrators are missing in a chain or more consecutively, one after the other, without any split, any one after the other. So for example, we have a narration in our time, we have Walid, Abu Mu'adh, and we have Abdullah, and then we have also Talib. Walid says, and Talib reported to me, and he misses out Mu'adh, Abdullah. This is called mu'dal because he misses out two who were one after the other. In the definition of Ibn Mulaqim, does he mention that? He doesn't. As-Sakhawi, from my recollection, mentions what he says, ala tawali, sah? He says that. His student of Ibn Hajar, he mentions ala tawali. This is the significant difference that issue in which mu'dal is very distinct with, and that is that the disconnection has to be one after the other. You don't have disconnection and then the narrator's mention and then disconnection. It's disconnection and after it is another disconnection, tawali, one after the other. Wadih? Which is why in his definition, which is correct, he says disconnection, when we say munqati, which is disconnected, it means disconnected in any place. So therefore mu'dal is generally munqati, disconnected. But mu'dal is specific with what, ikhwah?
Two in a row.
One after the other. And this is the statement where he says, فَكُلُّ مُعْدَلٍ مُنْقَطِعْ وَلَا عَكْسِ. That's what he means there. Point number two. An example of this. And this is your homework. This is your homework. Inshallah. Homework that, inshallah, hopefully we benefit from you. I benefit from some of the brothers, Zawm Lakhir, who were looking for some of the questions that were asked last week, and I benefited. I learned something new from the ikhwa. Jazakum Allah khair. The next point we're going to mention is an example of al-mu'dal And within that is a homework for you, inshallah. The example is this narration. So if you write this down. وَمِثَالُهُ مَا رَوَاهُ الْحَاكِمُ فِي مَعْرِفَةِ عُلُومِ الْحَدِيثِ بِسَنَدِهِ إِلَى كَعْنَبِي عَنْ مَالِكٍ أَنَّهُ بَلَغَهُ أَنَّ أَبَا هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لِلْمَمْلُوكِ طَعَامُهُ وَكِسْوَتُهُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَا يُكَلَّفُ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ إِلَّا مَا يُطِيقُ. Hakim mentions in his isnad that Malik ballaghahu, it reached him. Now this is from the modes of transmission that is Imam Malik is known for in his Muwatta. Imam Malik says, it has reached me that Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, he said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that for the slave is he's being fed and he's being clothed with good and kindness, and he's not taken to account or made to do that which he's not able to do. This is a mu'dal hadith. Why is it a mu'dal hadith? And that is Abu Huraira is from which generation? And who in this chain narrated from him? So he's from the Sahaba, which is the what generation? The first generation. Now, and Imam Malik is from which generation? From the third. Atba Tabi'in. He's from the third. He's not from the Tabi'in, he's from the Atba Tabi'in. So therefore, there's two generations missing. There's a generation missing, and in that there are two narrators. There are two narrators. So there are two narrators between Imam Malik and Abu Huraira. I want you to tell me who they are next week. The week after. Because next week is lessons cancelled because of the Dora in Alberton. Tayyib, inshallah. So in 2 weeks, I want you to tell me who are the two narrators that Imam Malik didn't mention here in the Isnad? Two.
Can you mention the riwayah again?
I mentioned the riwayah again. And that's An Malik, Annahu, Balaghahu. And he's Mubalaghat. The Balaghahu, yani it reached me. So he's not lying. He's not saying he heard from Abu Huraira. He said it reached me. He's not saying I heard from Abu Huraira, but he omitted two narrators consecutively. That Abu Huraira said that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in Arabic, "Lil mamluki ta'amuhu wa kiswatuhu bil ma'roof wa la yukallaf min al-amali illa ma yutiq." Naam, so for the slave is him to be clothed and fed, or fed and clothed with kindness, and he's not to be made to do that which he is unable to do. It's beyond his ability. ما لا يطيق. واضح. So inshallah, we want to know the two narrators that are missing, and the two narrators are narrators that narrated from each other, or one narrated from the other. So that makes it mu'dal. So there are two narrators missing. بالتوالي. نعم. Point number three, and that is the ruling of mu'dal. And the mu'dal is hadith from da'if. Mu'dal is a weak narration. If a hadith is mu'dal, it is considered weak. And we stop and find out who are the two that are missing in the chain. So it's considered da'if. Why? Because of jahalatul mahdhuf. Li jahalati al-mahdhuf. Because we are unaware of who the one that has been omitted is. What is his level? Is he Hassan? Is he Hassan Maqbool, who may be opposed, الثقة أو ثق منه فيكون حديث شاذ, or is a shad hadith, which we'll do inshallah in a couple of weeks, or is he a weak narrator, وَضَّعْ, somebody who fabricated narrations. This is to protect the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore we نتوقف, we stop and we wait and find out who are those two mentioned, two missing or more in the hadith. It is considered, and we go to a nukat of Ibn Salah, a nukat ala Ibn Salah of Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah ta'ala, page 581, he mentions here Ibn Hajar, qala Jawzajani fi muqaddamati kitabihi fi al-mawdu'at, alaykum salam, wal mu'dalu aswa halan min al-munqati', wal mu'dalu أسوأ حالا من المنقطع، والمنقطع أسوأ حالا من المرسل، والمرسل لا تقوم به حجة. الجوزجاني رحمه الله تعالى, he said that Mu'dal is the most, is the worst, or is worse than al-munqati'. So the fact that there are two missing consecutively, it's worse than the munqati', which is where there's one missing in any particular place in the chain. And the disconnection, munqati', is worse than the mursal. It's worse than the mursal. And the mursal is not to be taken as a proof. And the mursal is not to be taken as a proof until we know who that tabi'i narrated from. So basically, he is mentioning that all of these inqita' from the family of disconnection, they're all a family of disconnection, and that is what? The worst is what? Mu'dal. And after that? Munqati'. And then after that? Mursal. Why is the mu'dal the worst? It's not only two missing, they are? One after the other, which makes it more difficult to find out who they are. Fim Tumuni. So this is from Al-Jawzajani, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his Muqaddimah, and Ibn Hajar mentions this, rahimahullah. And he says, قلت Ibn Hajar, on page 582, وَإِنَّمَا يَكُونُ الْمُعْضَلْ أَسْوَ حَالًا مِنَ الْمُنْقَطِ إِذَا كَانَ الْإِنْقِطَاءُ فِي مَوْضُوعٍ وَاحِدٍ مِنَ الْإِسْنَادِ. He said that the only time in which mu'dal is worse than munqati', mu'dal, where there's consecutive omission of narrators in the chain or more, the only time that is worse than when there's than munqati', إذا كان الانقطاع في موضع واحد, is if there's inqita' in one place, because you can get a disconnection in about three or four places in the chain. So for example, in the beginning you have the narrator, and then he omits, there's a disconnection in the narrator after him, and then he mentions the one after that, and then there's another disconnection, and he mentions ones after that, and there's another disconnection. So we have three disconnections. So in that stage situation, munqati is worse. So the only time that that mu'dal is worse is if the inqita is only what? One, the disconnection. If there's inqita only in one place, then mu'dal, which is has to have two disconnections, is more, is worse. Now, point number four are the books that have been written, or books of hadith which contain mu'dal narrations. Yani, because you find we have the books we mentioned, there are books that are authored with the intent behind it of collecting authentic narrations, and that's like which book? Sahih Bukhari. Which other book? Sahih Muslim. Which other book? Ibn Hibban, Ibn Khuzaymah, Hakim, Al-Musaddaq, and so forth. And there are books which have a lot of mu'dal narrations in it. And from them is the Musannaf of Ibn Abi Shayba. And we mentioned previously before that it's also good for what? Finding out about? Mutaba'at, mawquf, and maqtu'. Yani narrations from the Sahaba alone and narrations from the Tabi'i alone. And likewise, Musannaf Ibn Abi Shayba is good for knowing about this part of this science, and that is mu'dal. So if you know a narration that is mu'dal, and if you're reading Musannaf Ibn Abi Shayba and you come across a hadith that is mu'dal, it's a good place to start. It's a good place to start, and then branch looking for those that are missing in that chain from the works of the ulama of ilal. Taib. Another book is the Musannaf of Abdul Razak. And another one is the Mu'allafat of Ibn Abi Dunya. And Ibn Abi Dunya has a lot of books that he's written, Mustanada, with chains and narrations talking about taqwa, talking about Jannah, talking about Adab al-Qabr, talking about rifq, gentleness, and so forth, different topics. And all of these books that he's done, collections, a lot of them are mu'dal. And also the Sunan of Ibn Mansur, Sa'id Ibn Mansur. And if you want to find out narrations which are mu'dal, munqati, and mursal, specifically these three, look in the Sunan of Sa'id ibn Mansur and buy these books if you can. Collect these books. These books that we're mentioning, or that I'm mentioning, is for us to collect them. Books of hadith. The Sunan of Sa'id ibn Mansur and the Mu'alafat of Ibn Abi Dunya specifically deal with these three. So you're going to find the Murasil, you're going to find the Mu'dal narrations, and also the Munqati. Wadih? So what are the books for Mu'dal, generally? Number one? Musannif of who? Ibn Abi Shayba. Number two? Musannif of who? Abdul Zak. Number three? Mu'alafat of man, Ibn Abi Dunya. And number four? The Sunnah of Sa'id ibn Mansur. When you have the books of Ibn Abi Dunya, you have to get the check-in. That's why when you read the books of Ibn Abi Dunya, or you read the narrations of Ibn Abi Dunya, you have to check the isnad, because a lot of them are mu'dal, muqati'. So we have to go back to the books of, because we're not muhaddithun. If you can study the isnad, wa biha wa ni'mah. If you can't, we go to the works of Sheikh Albani and the ulama of hadith that have done check-ins of the books. So Ibn Abi Dunya, be careful when you read those books that he's authored. The next one he mentions, rahimullah, is al-mu'allaq, which we've done briefly before, but we'll mention it again, bi'ithnillah. Wal-mu'allaqu huwa ma huthifa min mubtadi isnadi'i wahidun فأكثر. And the mu'allaq is that which the chain has been cut short from the beginning of the isnad and to and so forth. So to beginning of the isnad has been cut short and so forth. An example to make it easier for you to understand is, for example, Bukhari, Imam Bukhari says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he's cut the chain from the beginning, yani from him. So he hasn't mentioned who he heard it from. But he just says, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, in which he's left it hanging, mu'allaq, he's left it hanging, which is meaning that there's no isnad there, and the narrators have been omitted. This is mu'allaq. This is mu'allaq. هُوَ مَا حُثِفَ مِن مُبْتَدِئِ إِسْنَادِهِ وَاحِدٌ فَأَكْثَرُ. Could be one or more. So Imam Bukhari, when he says, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, is there only one missing? We know from the least narrators in the collection of Imam Bukhari is what? Three. We done this last year, remember? Naam. So we know that al-aqal, he's missing what? Missing three. And he's gone straight for Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is mu'allaq. This is mu'allaq. But let's go, we're going to mention a definition that is more precise than that which Ibn Mulaqin mentions from the Kalam of Ulama. And that is, the definition of mu'allaq, ikhwah, is ma huthifa min mabda'i sanadihi rawin fa akthar ala tawali. Huwa ma huthifa min mabda'i sanadihi rawin fa akthar ala tawali. And that is when there is in the beginning of the chain a narrator that has been omitted or more, but it has to be consecutive. For example, when I mentioned the example of Imam al-Bukhari, where he says qala rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is it consecutively omitted? Yes or no?
Yes.
But if he says, for example, in the hadith of Malik and Nafi' and Ibn Umar, he says qala, he says And Malik, and Abdullah ibn Umar, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is that now mu'allaq? No, because it's not one after the other. It's not one after the other, which means that it's very similar to mu'dal. It's very similar to mu'dal. Should we talk about the differences between mu'dal and mu'allaq? The difference between mu'dal and mu'allaq is as follows. And that is number one. إذا سقط باثنين فأكثر مع توالي من أول سند فهو معضل والمعلق. So let's say, for example, a narration which has two narrators or more consecutively missing in the chain, it is both. It is mu'dal and it is mu'allaq. So you can have a narration that is both mu'dal and both mu'allaq. Fahimtumuni? طيب. إذا كان السقط بإثنين فأكثر مع توالي من آخر سند. So the first one is, if they are missing from the beginning, and the two narrators or more are missing from the beginning of the isnad consecutively, then it is both mu'dal and mu'allaq, because they both are consecutive and they are missing, and because it's in the beginning, mu'allaq is the same. But if number two, if إذا كان السقط بإثنين فأكثر مع توالي من آخر السند. نعم. If there are consecutive missing narrators in the chain at the end, what is it then? معضل or معلق or both? It's معضل alone, because the condition of it to be معلق, it has to be missing from the author. فهمت ليا؟ Yeah? But if it's إذا كان السقط باثنين فأكثر مع توالي من آخر السند فهو معضل وليس معلق. It's not معلق, because معلق is from the beginning. فهمتموني؟ يعني the author. For example, الأخ سمير, he says, قال الشيخ الألباني. Did you meet الشيخ الألباني? No. Okay, he says, قال الشيخ الألباني كذا وكذا وكذا. علق. صحيح ولا؟ Because he's missing, there's people are missing who met الشيخ الألباني that told him. And if it's two or more, then it's what? Also, معضل. Okay. But if it's near the end, okay, where he says, قال وليد حدثني شمس الدين قال حدثني أبو بكر, and then he misses out Jibril and Mu'adh at the end. Is this mu'dal now or mu'allaq? It's mu'dal, because it's where? It's at the end. Fimtumuni? So that's the dividing difference between al-mu'dal and mu'allaq. Wadih? No. Great. So if we give you, inshallah, we get isnad, and then you tell us which ones are, is it mu'dal, or is it mu'allaq, or is it mursal, or is it munqati'? This, inshallah, bi'ithnillah, should be easy for us, inshallah, bi'ithnillah. Okay. Mu'allaq. Point number three. So point number two is the differences between which two? Mu'dal and mu'allaq. I can't find an English word for it. I'll speak to some of the brothers, see what, if anyone can think of any, and let us know, inshallah, so we all can benefit. I can't think of an English word, but we don't need it. Once we understand the meaning, So the difference between mu'dal and mu'allaq is that. Number three, an example of mu'allaq. Example of mu'allaq, ma akhrajahu al-Bukhariyu رحم الله تعالى في الصحيح في كتاب القبلة باب قبلة أهل المدينة وأهل الشام والمشرق وليس في المشرق ولا في المغرب قبلة لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تستقبل القبلة بالغائط أو بول ولكن شرقوا أو غربوا. This hadith is معلق, in which Imam al-Bukhari, he says in his the book of regarding the Qibla, direction of prayer, and that the Qibla of the people of Medina and the Qibla of Sham al Mashriq is not, and not the Qibla of the Mashriq and not the Qibla of the Maghrib, it's not the same, because of the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he says ala tul liqawli rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he says, because of the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is in reality what we generally do. We always say qala rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sah? The ulama of hadith, they mention their chain. So we're mu'alliqeen, sarahi, yani we do ta'liq yani quite regularly. Yani we say qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's what Imam Bukhari has done here. He says liqaw because of the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he didn't mention the narrators between him and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wadah? So this is called what? Because his mabda, it's jazm. Because it's jazm. The qawl of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is jazm. Naam. Tayyib. So he, Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, he make tahdhif, he omitted the isnad from the beginning. That's example of mu'allaq. Tayyib. Point number four. It's another example. So, and yahdhu jami' al-sanad. So, this example that I gave you is an example if you want to write down ma yuhdhaf fi jami' al-sanad. Yeah, when the whole chain has been cut off. The whole chain has been omitted. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the first example of mu'allaq. When the what, ikhwan? The whole chain has been omitted. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second example is where the whole chain has been omitted illa sahabi. So the whole chain has been omitted except up until where? The companion radiyallahu ta'ala an aw ila tabi'i wa sahabi. An example of this is mithalu ma akhrajahu al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala fi sahih fi kitab al-ilm bab al-haya'u fi al-ilm qalat Aisha, he says. وَقَالَتْ Aisha. So this is mu'allaq because he's not mentioning the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He stopped at where? The Sahabiyya, Umm al-Mu'mineen, Aisha radiyallahu anha. So therefore this is al-mu'allaq and al-mu'allaq fi hadhvi kull sanad illa al-sahabi except for the companion radiyallahu anhu and likewise the tabi'i in other examples. That's the two different types of mu'allaq that we're going to mention. Number four, hukm mu'allaq, the ruling of mu'allaq. What's the ruling of mu'allaq, ikhwan? Is it generally da'if or hasan or sahih? Based upon the principles that we've all studied the last couple of weeks, Waleed, is mu'allaq hasan, da'if or sahih? Forget who Bukhari or Muslim or just generally as a ruling, as a science from the sciences of ilm hadith, is it considered da'if, weak, authentic or hasan? Da'if. It's considered da'if. Why? Because we don't, again, jihala to man al-mahdhuf. We don't know who's been omitted. And when it's in that state we mentioned before, kad yanjabir, kad. It can be supported if we find another hadith which is muttasil and mentions all of the narrations with the same meaning. But for now, we what? Natawakkaf. We wait and we say, we don't know who's omitted. This is not for Bukhari. This is just generally. We'll get to Bukhari in a minute, inshallah. Okay? But generally, as a ruling, we wait and we don't make a ruling. We say that is weak for now until we find that there is another narration to support it, and if it's not another narration to support it and it's not Bukhari, then it is da'if. Now, mu'allaq is mawquf, is not a hukm. Mawquf is a shakl. Mawquf and marfu' and maqtu', yani mawquf to the Sahaba, marfu' to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's just how it looks in the isnad. It's not the ruling of the matter. No?
When we're talking about the five types of hadith,
what is not?
We're talking about the five types of hadith that can be strengthened. For that which is mu'allaq, is it a necessity that which strengthens it is connected?
Has to be, if not necessarily, no. It could be weak, that a weak narration, that is the weakness that is khafif. No.
So, Baba, it's happened mursal, and the other hadith is. mursal as well.
Mm.
It can be sent from each other.
Yes. But if it's a hadith with a kadhab, a liar, and another hadith with a kadhab, yazidu mada? Yazidu da'fa. It just increases. Oh, yeah, for sure you're a liar. No. Okay. حكم المعلق في صحيحين. The mu'allaq that's mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih al-Muslim. We mentioned that generally, that point number one, في Sahih Muslim, نعم, he mentioned 14 ahadith mu'allaqa. He mentioned 14 ahadith mu'allaqa. And Ibn Salah said it's 12. And these ahadith mu'allaqa in Sahih Muslim have been connected authentically. As for Imam al-Bukhari number 2, he uses two methods in doing al-mu'allaq. He uses, for number 1, bisighat al-jazm. And that is active verb or clear ascription to the speaker, the doer, by saying qala, he said, or dhakara, or haka. So he says qala or dhakara, and he mentioned, he said, or haka, he related. When he does this, Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, he's saying this hadith is sahih. This hadith is authentic, just like the hadith that we mentioned, that was mentioned regarding the Qibla. This is sahih. The hadith is sahih. And Imam Bukhari is saying sahih, but it's not sahih according to his conditions, which is why he made it mu'allaq, so the talib al-ilm can see this. I have made my conditions in my compilation of hadith. This isn't from it, but it's also authentic. And there is a benefit from this because of the fiqh that can be taken from this hadith. So I'm going to mention this hadith here in this chapter, so you know that there's ikhtilaf, or some ulama have mentioned this, who maybe this hadith goes in accordance to their conditions, but it doesn't go in accordance to. So I'm going to cut the chain off and mention it mu'allaq, because I put as a condition that all of those chains that are connected in my book are sahih. I put a condition, Imam Bukhari is saying, that all of those narrations that are connected in my book is sahih. Not just all the narrations. All of the narrations that are what? Muttasil. And based upon my 5 conditions. Ittisal. Number 2. Ittisal, adala, trustworthiness. It has to be connected. No missing link. Trustworthiness, number 2. Number 3. Memory, precision, whether it's through narrating through his book or memory. And number 4, it mustn't have 2 things. Number 1, no, the 4th one is mustn't be shadh, opposition to that which is stronger. And number 5, mustn't have ilm to illa. No, it can have illa, but not qadiha. Qadiha yani discreet, or discrepancies that are very discreet. None of these 5 conditions are in my book. If I mention a hadith with its chain from the beginning to the end, then know that they have met these 5 conditions that I have placed. But if I mention it by missing the narrators, like in ta'liq, mu'allaq, know it could be, if I say it is jazm, I say he said, or he mentioned, or he relayed, know that it is authentic, but not according to my conditions. My conditions are stricter. But number 2, if he says bisighati tamrid, passive, you know, passive in English, it was said. Instead of he said, it was said. Instead of he haka hukiya, alhamdulillah. Instead of he relayed, it was relayed. Yani passive, where the doer is not mentioned. the subject, fa'il, is not mentioned. If he mentions this in a hadith, it means he is telling the talib al-ilm, the student of knowledge, the talib al-hadith, that it could be sahih, number one, it could be hasan, it could be da'if. It could be sahih, not on my conditions, again. So it could be hasan, and I've obviously, hasan is not from the conditions of my book, Imam Bukhari is saying, because I've made sure that I said that it has to have five, those five conditions. So if it's hasan, it could be hasan, or it could be weak. It could be weak. Why am I mentioning it if it's weak? Because it's an opinion that some of the ulama have. And the ulama have used that opinion, used this hadith as a proof to show their opinion. And I'm telling you now that their opinion could be wrong because this hadith is weak. So the ulama that say regarding to this ta'liq that he mentioned in Sirat al-Tamrid, where he mentions it in the passive tense, that you have to do dirasa of the isnad. You have to study the chain, because it could be authentic, or it could be acceptable, or it could even be weak. Wada? Jameel. And from the individuals from the ulama that have opened up the obscurity of the ta'liq in Sahih Bukhari is Hafidh ibn Hajar in Taghliq al-Ta'liq, in a book which is five volumes, and it's called Taghliq al-Ta'liq, in which he, rahimahullah ta'ala, has made ittisal of all of the, I'm not sure if every single one, but he's made ittisal of either all or most of those narrations that are mu'allaq in Sahih Bukhari. Can somebody, who can find out whether he mentioned all of them? Man, Jibreel, find out, or Waleed, find out in ta'liq, taghliq or ta'liq, I can't remember. Afidna, inshallah, benefit the brothers. Did Hafidh ibn Hajar mention all of the chains in his mu'allaq or not? I'm not sure, I can't say. It'd be nice to know. It'd be nice to know. Five volumes. That's the print that I know. This is an old print. I'm not sure if there's a new print now.
Does Imam Bukhari have a lot of mu'allaqat?
Yeah, five volumes.
Is it mentioned at the beginning of Fath al-Bari as well?
Yeah, check there. Check in the beginning of Fath al-Bari, because but the best is to check the muqaddima of Taghliq. Now, check the muqaddima of Taghliq. And if you don't have that, you can download it on PDF. Inshallah. If you can't get a book, you should be able to buy the book, is better, inshallah. Okay, that's mu'allaq. Wadih? So Malik is da'if, except for Sahih Bukhari. Because Imam Bukhari, if he says it in an active tense, then we know that it is what? Sahih, but not according to his conditions in shurut. But if it mentions it in a passive tense, it was said, it was related, it was mentioned, then we know that he is alluding that it's either what? Sahih, hasan, or daif. Next. It's been done by, are you ready? I didn't mention about that. Al-Hafidh Abu Ali Al-Ghassani in his Taqid Al-Muhammal wa Tamiz Al-Mushkil. And he's mentioned the issue regarding the mu'allaqat in Sahih Muslim. But obviously the fiqh of this shows you the tamiz of or the miza rather of Sahih Bukhari, in that the fiqh that he emanates, that's emanated from his mu'allaqat, are amazing. In so much so that you have Hafidh ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah ta'ala authoring this five volumes checking, it's been checked, but five volumes is the checking of all the mu'allaqat that is in Sahih Bukhari. Hafidh ibn Hajar.
That's
Abu Ali al-Ghassani. Taqid al-Muhammal. Or Muhmal. Malish. Taqid al-Muhmal. Wa Tamiz al-Mushkil. Naam. Taqid al-Muhmal. Yani restricting the obscurities. Wa Tamiz al-Mushkil. And making distinct the complications. Yani with the mu'allaqat. Yani in Sahih Muslim, where the narrators are not mentioned. And they're omitted. Now, طيب, let's go on to the next موضوع, and that is the statement of Ibn Mulaqim rahimullah. Should we continue, or are you tired? نستمر. طيب, بسم الله. والمعنعن وهو ما أوتي فيه بصيغة عن كفلان عن فلان وهو متصل إن لم يكن تدليس وأمكن اللقاء وأمكن اللقاء. He says rahimullah Ibn Mulaqin, the next topic is mu'an'an, yani an fulan. When you say an, yani it was reported. An, it was reported. And mu'an'an is a mode of transmission. It's a mode or method of transmission using an, which is ayn and noon. Ayn and noon, not saying hadathana or sami'tu. Sami'tu is clear, I heard. Hadathana, he informed me, this is clear. But as for an, it was reported. This is clear or not clear? It's not clear. It's a mode of transition, transmission which is not clear. And this is what we're going to deal with بإذن الله تعالى هنا. And he says that the example of the mu'an'an is saying fulan, so-and-so, an fulan, upon. So-and-so upon so-and-so. Doesn't say I heard. He says an, yani that person said it, but he's not making it clear whether he heard it from him directly or not. وَهُوَ مُتَّصِلٌ, and it's considered ittisal, connected, just as long as the person who is doing the an, ana, or an, ana, is not an individual who is known for tadlis, which is the next topic, and tadlis is by making the isnad obscure by omitting somebody else and not saying that you heard from the one he heard from, but you say that the one he heard from, it was reported from him. And there's no type of trickery or what's the tadlis in English? Some type of deception. Who said deception? Naam. Some type of deception in the isnad. If somebody is known to do this and he uses an, the ulama say that we have to check. We need to affirm that he had death, he heard it, or he was informed regarding it. Or wa amkan al-luqa, and it is possible that they, the two individuals who have that an between them, that they met. It's possible that they met. Okay, what we're going to do بإذن الله تعالى is discuss the conditions of this. We're going to discuss the shurut al-muttafaqu alayha. Because the issue here, ahibba, is how do we deal with the an'ana? Because it's not, he's not saying explicitly that he heard from that person. He's just saying an. It's something that the person mentioned. He's not saying I heard it, but he says something that the person has said. Tayyib? So how do we deal with that type of narration where he doesn't say hadathana, it was narrated to me, or sami'tu, I heard. He says an, it was said, or he said, or he mentioned. Huh? How do we deal with this narration? Because we need certainty as to whether it is connected or not. The ulama have conditions. They have shurut al-muttafaqu alayha wa shurut al-mukhtalafu alayha. So we have two aspects we're going to deal with regarding the an'ana. The first is the conditions that they agreed upon. And the first condition is that the an'ana, the person who says an, must not be a mudallis. This is something there is no difference upon amongst Ahlul Ilm. It has to be an individual that is not known to be a mudallis. Because we know if he's a mudallis, he causes a bit of deception in the isnad, we know that this could be one of them. And he doesn't want to lie. So if he heard from someone, if he didn't hear from someone, he's not going to say sami'tu, I heard. Because if he says that and he didn't hear, he's a kadhab. So he says what? And, because it's not explicitly saying that you heard. So we know somebody who does this, we have to step back and look for, find out if he actually heard from that individual and get some iqtidad, some type of support from other narrations if there are any. So that's the first condition. And that is what, Ikhwan? He mustn't be who? Modellis. What's the second condition, quickly? In kanu liqa ba'duhum ba'da. And that there must be a possibility that they've met. So if, for example, Waleed ibn Muslim, he says, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, Waleed ibn Muslim, he says, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, or Sufyan ibn Uyayna, he says, an Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, is it possible that they met? Is it possible that they met? That Waleed met Abu Hurairah? No. Is it possible that Sufyan met Anas? No, because they're from different generations. They're from different generations. So the condition is that there has to be a possibility that they met. So if they're from the same generation and they did An'ana, no problem. If you, just as long as you're not who? Modellis. If you're not a Modellis and you do An'ana, and you're from the same generation as the person that you did An'ana with, then that's not a problem in this agreement amongst the ulama of hadith. The second is Ash-Shurut al-Mukhtalif fiha. And that is the conditions that they have differed regarding. The first one is Thubutul Liqa. Before we mentioned the possibility of meeting, everyone agrees on that, but Thubutul Liqa. And that is saying that we have to have concrete proof that they actually met. It's not enough that they lived in the same generation. We have to have concrete proof from other narrations that they have met. Or for example, somebody has said, I was in a jalsa with this person and that person. So that is a proof that they met. So we have delil that they met. And this is the shurut of Imam al-Bukhari and Ali ibn Madini. Ibn al-Madini, rahimahumullah. This is their condition. And other than them, that there has to be thubut al-liqa wa'adam al-iktifa'i bi-imkanihi. Wa'adam al-iktifa'i bi-imkanihi. It's not sufficient that they lived in the same generation and there was a probability that they met. We have to have concrete proof that they met, either from themselves or from others who saw them, and so forth, and other narrations. The second that the ulama they differed with is some of them says وطول الصحبة وعدم الاكتفاء بثبوت اللقاء, and that is that the person must have been a companion with the person that they did an'ana with. Their companionship has to be a long one. He has to have known him for a long time. It's very strict. So if he, for example, met him, has known him for a year, لا يكفي. طول الصحبة. Have to have met for a long time. Otherwise, the an'ana is not accepted, according to Abu Muzaffar al-Sam'ani. Abu Muzaffar al-Sam'ani. Rahimahullahu ta'ala, from the ulama of hadith. This is opinion. Warrajih. The correct ra'i is the kalam of Hafidh ibn Hajar. Again, he mentions, rahimahullah, he mentions this in Nukat. He says, man حكم بالانقطاع مطلقا شدد. Whoever says that we don't accept an'ana, some of the ulama they say we don't accept the an'ana at all. We want to hear qala, we want to hear hadathana, we want to hear akhbarana, we want to hear anba'ana, we don't want to hear an'ana, we don't want to hear it was reported or it was narrated or he said or so forth. We want to hear clear modes of transmission. He said whoever has this opinion that this is a must and otherwise it is rejected, this is too harsh. وَيَلِيهِ مِنْ شُرْتَ طُولِ الصُّحْبَةِ. And after that, in harshness, is saying that you have to have long companionship with the one that you did an'ana. This is too harsh, he's saying. وَمَنْ اِكْتَفَ بِالْمُعَاصَرَةِ And whoever sufficed with them living in the same period, سَهَلْ تَسَهَلْ He's been too lenient. وَالْوَسَطْ And the one that is balanced, الَّذِي لَيْسَ بَعْدُهُ إِلَّا تَعَنُّتْ That after it, if somebody goes beyond that, they're being too picky. مَذْهَبِ إِمَامَ الْبُخَارِي The way of Imam al-Bukhari. And that is what? Thubut al-Liqa. This is the correct opinion. From those affairs that the ulama differs upon, the correct opinion is Thubut al-Liqa. Which is why the Sahih Bukhari is Aqwa min wa arjah min Sahih Muslim. It's more authentic and stronger than Sahih Muslim. Naam. And that's Mu'an'an. I think we'll leave it there for today, inshallah. Next, inshallah, bi'idhnillah. Is a tadlis. وتدليس وهو مكروه لأنه يوهم اللقياء والمعاصرة بقوله قال فلان وهو في شيوخ أخف. Big issue here, and that is the mudallis, the individual that hides a narrator in a chain or gives a name to the narrator in which no one knows him by for any particular reason, because maybe he's younger than him, he doesn't want people to know that he narrated from someone younger. Or because he wants to protect his sheikh, and his sheikh makes mistakes. Or the worst is when there is a weak narrator and you don't want anyone to know that your sheikh narrated from a weak narrator, so you wipe out the weak narrator and you just connect it between two trustworthy narrators. Or that's a summary of tadlis. And inshallah ta'ala, bidnillah, we will all inshallah hopefully do this bidnillah ta'ala. With sihhati wal afiyah inshallah in 2 weeks. Next week's lesson's cancelled. And we will do tadlis, shadh, and munkar inshallah. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. الحمد لله رب العالمين.
السلام عليكم. I can be late. I missed the first one. الفرق بين المعلق والمعلق. I missed the first one. The second one إذا كان الصح.
مشايخ. اثنين أكثر. What is the difference? What is the relationship? If we want, we can call it the علاقة, the relationship between معلق and معضل. What is the relationship between them? When are they the same and when are they different?
Two or more missing at the beginning. Two or more narrators missing.
If there are two or more narrators missing in the beginning, then it is both mu'dal and mu'allaq. طيب, the second relationship.
It's missing.
If it's missing, at the end.